And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right on our Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. We have Captain Frank Lopresti broadcasting live from the world headquarters here of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing, San Diego. Rock Cod Rick and I are having a great time talking to Frank, man. It's just fun.
This is my favorite thing. I like talking about fishing with people who like talking about fishing, and that's exactly what's going on today, man.
Yeah.
A good time and great info and so much great stuff to talk about with all this excellent local tuna fishing we have going on, the local coastal fishing. Everything's going great. If you want to join us this morning, have a chance to talk to Frank, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at our toll-free line, which is 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Not only your opportunity to talk to Frank, but also your opportunity to get in on a fantastic prize. If you didn't hear at the beginning of the show, somebody's going to get to go fishing on a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. What a cool opportunity. Again, 833-288-0973.
Indeed. You know, big event happening 1 week from today is the Captain Rollo's Use Tackle Sale. And we have Mr. Mike Lum on the line right now to talk about it. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Mike.
Oh, we're so excited for this sale. I'll bet people are lining up today for this thing. I mean, there is some amazing equipment that's going to be
amazing
offered up
tackle.
Next week.
Yeah. I know I've brought over a bunch of tackle that I thought about buying myself.
Yeah, it's some really good stuff. Tell us about what's going on, Mike.
Well, we've been accumulating tackle now for a year for this event. As you might recall, we've done this in the past at Day at the Docks, and since that didn't happen this year, we've been just collecting more and more and more each year. The quality of the gear just keeps getting better and better. So we are to the point now where we have the largest collection of used quality tackle we've ever had. And Steve Pinard over there at Dana Landing was nice enough to offer up the facility, and it's going to work out great because it's going to all be outdoors right there on the boardwalk there behind Dana Landing and Fastlane Kayaks. We're going to have lots of room. We're going to be able to social distance. All we're asking is that people bring their mask and wear them. But you're going to see the largest collection of tackle at prices that are out of this world. We got to sell the stuff. We don't take more kids fishing by hanging on to this stuff. So we're going to turn it into money, and that money is going to be used to put more kids on the water.
And these items have, like you say, been priced to sell. They're not, you know, eBay prices or bid prices. These are like we're going to sell this thing right now. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah, people are going to be very excited with the deals that they get. But at the same time, they got to remember that every dollar that they spend with us, all of that money goes to putting more kids on their first ever ocean fishing trip. And so it's a win-win for everybody. The customers are going to get great values on quality tackle, but the kids are going to get on the boats and get out on their first ocean adventure, and everybody wins across the board. So we're really hoping that people turn out. We're doing this a little bit different than we have in the past. We're not going to open the gates until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So that's going to give people plenty of time to get there from out of the area. They can come down, they can maybe grab a sandwich or something there at Dana Landing and be ready to go at 1 o'clock when the gates open. But it should be wonderful, it should be fun, and we're outdoors, so it should be nice and safe, and please make sure you bring your mask with you. But we're expecting a large amount of people, but we're really, really excited to see the deals that are put together. Howard Coolidge has been helping us for months pricing this stuff, and I know he's anxious to get this stuff on display and watch how well it sells also.
So Mike, just a question on the social distancing aspects of this event. I know when you're in line, you're going to have to social distance 6 feet apart with your masks. How about letting people into the actual area where is it going to be limited to a number of people you're going to let in at one time?
It will depend entirely, Pete, on how large the crowd is. I mean, obviously, if it gets to the point where we can't keep the distance, we're going to have to stop until some people clear out. But we've probably taken four times more space than we would have under normal circumstances.
Yeah.
And that's going to allow us to spread out a lot. And what we're doing, for anybody that's familiar with that area, we're going to start the entrance of this is going to be right there between where Dana Landing is and Fastlane is, on the boardwalk, kind of in front of the dock, the stairs that go down to the
dock,
or the ramp rather, that goes down to the dock. And we're going to go all the way down back, like headed towards the stores that are down at the far end. So you're going to be looking at a pretty far distance between when you first enter and when you actually will pay for your product. And it's going to be one directional. We're going to have people enter and exit at the opposite end. So I really feel confident that this is going to be easy to control. And I know everybody's going to be cooperative.
Yeah, for sure. And I know I talked to Ron Lane, normally closed on Sunday. The fast lane will be open. So if you want to get a kayak or stand-up paddleboard or accessory for your kayak, fast lane will be open that day too. And I know, of course, Dana Landing will be open with all their great things that they offer there at Dana Landing. So it's going to be a great event. 1 week from today, Saturday, August the 9th, starts at 1 p.m. And just out of curiosity, do you have any ideas on give us an example of what is there something that caught Mike Lum's eye that said, man, I should buy this?
Well, I mean, overall, the reels. I mean, we have rods that when I look at the rods, I think to myself, if we sold all of these rods, I would just like be, I won't believe it. It's impossible to sell all the rods we have. And I'm not talking those $5, $10 rods. I'm talking quality, many, many custom-made rods, a lot of CalStars, Seekers, top quality gear that have been donated. So I would say that the reels and the rods alone, aside from all the terminal tackle, the rods and reels alone are just so impressive. Anybody that's looking to pick up an extra or a spare, or they got buddies or family that they're going to take fishing, this is the way to buy this tackle. Because you're going to get three times the value of what you would pay if you had to buy it new. And there's just some fabulous stuff. And I haven't even seen most of it because when they donate it, you know, I pick it up, I put it in the truck, we haul it to storage, and then we get it to Howard, and he goes through and prices it. So an awful lot of it I haven't actually seen. I'll see it for the first time when it gets laid out down there.
I know I've told the story, but I feel like I have to say it again. I can't tell you the number of people that come down to Fisherman's Lining Tackle to donate their gear, and every story exists. I'm a little older, and I'm not going to fish big ones anymore. I decided I want to be a fly fisherman now. I've upgraded everything, and this is the previous generation. I cannot begin to tell you how many high quality rods and reels I've taken in at the tackle store, and that's just me at one of the drop-off locations.
Right.
There's lots of different locations. We've done tons of assessments on gear for donation reasons for guys.
Right.
This will be a huge sale of really good stuff.
And we want to thank all of our listeners that have been so generous in donating gear, too. I know a lot of our Let's Talk Hookup listeners have donated gear, and that's
there's also
very
some newel reels in there.
Yes, there are.
Oh,
there's
some
no
classics, huh?
Yep.
Not that you'd fish with those, but, you know, they
why
certainly
not
look good.
I'd fish with
do you?
Sure.
Really?
Sure. Well, do I? No,
old
I
school.
Don't. But would I? I wouldn't hesitate to pick up, especially that 229, was it?
Yeah,
right.
229. Maybe a 338 for your jig reel.
Oh,
yeah.
Classic. There you go. Well, Mike,
what it does for me, guys, is I look at this tackle and I think this is the stuff that people have stopped fishing with. And it's still the stuff I'm fishing with.
Yeah, but you know what? There's still a lot of modern gear in there. Like you say, people change their minds and they get something else and they just have too much. And they want to help a good cause. Friends of
totally.
Rollo, Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, take kids fishing. So thanks, Mike Lum. Sunday, August 9th, 1 week today, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, right next to the launch ramp there. Starts at 1 o'clock and it's going to go till when, Mike?
Well, when we run out of stuff, we're going to close up door. But based on what we've seen in the past, I would imagine 4 or 5 hours is probably all it's going to take to get rid of the vast majority of this. And then we'll box it up, save what's left, and add it to the collection that we'll start amassing for next year.
All right. That's very awesome. Good. All right. Mike, thanks a lot for all your hard work, and appreciate the call this morning.
That's cool.
And
Thank you.
There's gear there for those that are going to take their kids fishing on half-day boats or on the pier.
Yeah.
There's gear there for people that are going to go long-range, three-day trips. There's a wide assortment of gear.
Oh, it's going
to
be good.
And thanks to Mike Lum and Howard Coolidge. Boy, they are
Tim
the workhorses. And Tim Baker.
They're and don't forget workhorses. Steve Pinard's been working hard at it, too. Yeah.
They're all doing a fabulous job, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's been quite an effort, and there's a lot going into it. But Mike Lum and Howard and Tim Baker, those are the backbone guys
right there. They are the backbone
guys. For sure.
Friends
of
all, you
very
bet.
Appreciative of all their efforts, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. Phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Frank. Let's start it off with Mike. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I've got two things. One, thanks to Frank. I saw this video where I think, Rick, you and he were showing how to cast. I live on a golf course, and I kind of terrorized everybody. So I went and bought a spinning reel. But here's the deal. My biggest fish was a 263, and I had a fighting harness. And after that came on the boat, this guy that was...
Oh, sounds like we lost him.
We lost him. I don't know what happened there, but got cut off. Well, maybe he'll call back.
Yeah, hopefully so. And, you know, that does, though, it brings up something fun to talk about is, you know, it was not that long ago that every fish, like Mike was talking about, a 260-pounder was engaged in battle with a belt and a harness and a 5.5-foot rod and, and sometimes even a single-speed reel. And it's amazing how much the gear has changed and the technique that's been used to change, over the years of us fighting big ones.
Absolutely. There's no comparison, that's for sure.
I enjoy...
But the tackle's changed immensely, and, the big thing is Spectra. That made a huge, huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
Anyhow, go ahead.
It's been fun watching someone with appropriate gear that is of smaller size and maybe technique learned by a crew member, their ability to take a big fish. You know, catching, I think what I'm trying to relate to the story is like a 260, 10 years ago was quite, not that it's still an amazing accomplishment, but it was very difficult. And now somebody a little smaller, somebody new to it, good two-speed, good rail rod, good coaching, they're going to get that fish.
There's two people that really stand out in my mind. One is Jimmy Lou, if you remember him.
Oh, sure.
Just a slight little guy. And the other one is my wife, Kathy, to watch her pull on a big fish. And she's no big lady, that's for sure. And
technique.
So it's all about technique, you bet. And you can learn that technique pretty quick. And I guess Mike's back.
Yeah, Mike is back. Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm back. So I was telling my story. I caught a 263 on the Royal Star. I had a fighting harness on. After I got that thing on the boat, this guy that was much smaller, like 130 pounds, he hooks up, and he immediately went on his knees and puts the fishing pole against the rail. So what is it? Like, what is rail fishing versus, fighting harness?
Well, if you're asking me what is the, you mean, I don't quite understand the question. I mean, as far as rail fishing,
No.
Go ahead.
Rail, on the rail. So is that the standard now? Like if you catch something,
Absolutely. The idea,
rather than harnessing
the
up
the idea
rail.
Of using a harness anymore is just a pain in the butt. And also if there's any kind of tangles, that's another problem. And it's just like
Rail is your friend.
Rollo Hines said, the rail is your friend. And that is the truth. And, I hooked a fish on 40 pound the other day that spooled me. And I said, Roy, I can't stop this thing, and he did what I used to do too, is he immediately grabbed the rod and put the butt of it right down on the deck and laid the rod against the rail, and that was what beats a fish or stops a fish.
So
A fish is the bend in the rod.
The bend in the rod. So you put the rod butt on the rail.
No, you put the rod butt right down on the deck.
On the deck and get as maximum bend in the rod.
Yeah, that's putting as maximum as you can get.
Yeah, So straight up.
Well,
straight up, basically.
Yep.
And the fish fingered me and it still went away.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, thanks a lot for the phone call. call this morning. Appreciate
you
it.
Bet
it still went away. You lost it?
Yeah.
Sometimes they win.
Yeah.
You know, I got a message from Steve Pinard that had one note about the big tackle sale, and he said one thing that both a lot of people cherish and both look for in collectors, and they have a huge volume of for the sale, are used, still in great condition, long-range wooden tackle boxes.
Wow.
Both as a collector and somebody looking to get a box, he said,
sure.
Make sure you let the guys know that there is a really good collection of killer old-school long-range boxes.
Long-range boxes. Yeah, that's cool. Indeed. Hey, let's find out what's biting, all right?
You got it, man. It's time for the fishdope.com report, and our man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, standing by today. That report sponsored by Hands and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and their custom bluefin and yellowfin knives from Anza, made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series at Fisherman's Processing. We got the man, Captain Dave Hansen, standing by. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Frank. What a phenomenal week of fishing. Yeah, we had some weather, but my goodness, the fish did not seem to mind. As a matter of fact, I think those bluefin like it when it's a little rougher, but we do love it when it's flat calm. But that fish, that bluefin, oh my gosh, there's a bunch of new pictures over there on Fish Dope this morning. The airplane was up again. And there's just so many areas. It's just mind-boggling the amount of fish that are in the Southern California Bite right now. That fish stretches up the back. Forget about it. Let's talk. It goes all the way to San Francisco. Those pictures Pete Grosbeck posted the other day. It's pretty insane, huh, Frank? I mean, thank God we got to live long enough to see this.
Yep, you're right.
This is absolutely incredible. Like I've heard Frank say many, many times when people say, oh, I think the elk are coming back. God, I hope not, because this is pretty spectacular. If they come here, probably mess up the whole thing. This is the most unbelievable thing any of us have ever seen. I know Frank's been in this business for a while. My dad's been in this business for a while. None of us have ever seen anything like this. So if you guys are thinking, hey, I need to go fishing, well, I don't really know what you could be possibly waiting for. Every single thing is biting. Look at what the San Diego did yesterday again. He's just having one heck of a time. He's catching as many fish as a day and a half and two-day boats. It's just insane the amount of fish that are here right now. I can't tell you where to go because that would take the whole show. It's pretty
everywhere.
Much everywhere. Everywhere. The only thing is you got to go out. You got to get on a boat. And look at all these great trips on the Shogun and the Royal. All these beautiful long-range boats are taking you guys on day and a half and day trips and stuff. There's not a better time right now. There couldn't possibly ever be a better time on the planet Earth to go fishing than right now.
No kidding. And fishdope.com, yeah, they're everywhere, but you still need to know where to go. And fishdope.com give you that information every day. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, another thing I just want to talk about, you can't beat that. All those pictures the airplane has taken the last couple of weeks. Okay. I mean, that's worth it right there just to see what's going on and what you guys are missing standing on the water compared to being up in the air. But you guys can check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I got over 250 how-to videos to catch fish in Southern California. And then along with that and Fish Dope, and if you have a private boat, you're pretty much going to be dialed in pretty good to figure out what's going on in Southern California. And I will talk to you guys next Sunday. Oh, wait a minute. Kelly and Ryder, good morning. My wife and her nephew are listening in California right now, and I forgot. Good morning. Okay.
All right.
There, I didn't forget.
All right, Dave. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thanks,
appreciate
buddy.
That.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones,
you
Rick.
You got it, man. That sounds good to me. We're going to next up talk to Brian. Call us from Harupa Valley. What's up, Brian? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Brian.
Good to see you guys yesterday.
That was fun.
Another question for Frank about San Diego. I was wondering if they had bunks available on that boat like the Liberty does.
No, the San Diego does not have bunks. However, as everyone knows, Ryan Boston is an amazing skipper, and he's got the other skipper is Matt, and they just do a fabulous job, not only of catching fish, but of how to take care of people, properly take care of people. You know?
First-class operation.
And I got to say, the Liberty is right there with them. Taro does the same thing, does a phenomenal job. The only difference is that the Liberty does have bunks and showers.
So. And showers. Yeah, which is nice for a full day trip.
But you know, when it comes to that type of trip, the number one man in the field is Ryan Boston in the San Diego.
he's the one that everybody follows, right?
It doesn't have the bunks, but it does have, you know, it's a very comfortable boat still for full day fishing. The upper
nice
deck,
galley.
Yeah, upper deck is very large for seating outside and comfortable, and you can put a lot of people up there, and the galley's
and
big.
And I got to say, right now, you know, it doesn't do you any good to want to go on the San Diego because he's booked all the way through August.
All the way through August?
I think he's got 2 days that have openings from now to August 31st.
Wow, that's crazy. So you can get on the Liberty, though.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
He's only booked up for the next 9 days.
Okay, there you go. But basically, we know the fish are going to, let's face it, August, September are our two best months. And going into October, too.
I was going to say, October's off.
October, too. But if you know you want to go fishing, book now and get on those boats. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great info. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Phones have been packed all morning long.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to get your shot, 833-288-0973.
Let's go ahead and jump on the phones.
Tom in Temecula is up next standing by this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. Great show, as usual. And, Frank, I have a question for you. I know social distancing and, you know, the regular day boats and overnight boats and all these boats have done amazing things to keep everybody safe. I was wondering what has happened with the Friends of Rollo trips because the kids aren't naturally going to be as careful. Have those trips still been running? Have they been dealing with different issues than the normal fleet has been dealing with?
No, the trips have not been running, and obviously parents are more concerned than they ever were before about sending their child out with a bunch of other kids. So, you know, kids today can't even have their own friends over anymore. Yeah. So, you know, it's a tough, tough time. Meanwhile, we're just accumulating money so that we can be sending kids out wide open once this pandemic slows down. But at the present time, no, we are not running Friends of Rollo trips. That isn't saying that we wouldn't consider it. But, you know, from a liability standpoint, I think it's best that we don't take any until there's at least a vaccine or the pandemic has passed. One of the two.
Yeah. Because kids, you know, kids will be kids, right?
Well, I mean, you can, read, you can read stories all over the place, I mean, about kids getting infected.
Yeah.
There was this camp in Georgia where something like 300 kids got infected because of the way they handled it. But
sure.
Anyhow, so to answer the question, no, we are not taking kids
standing by right now, but collecting money to do future trips at big time for probably next year.
Well, I hope.
Yeah.
I hope by next March, anyhow.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Does Captain Rollo's do some winter trips, too, for Rock Cod and stuff like that?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's
absolutely
a possibility,
no,
right?
There's no reason. Year-round.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. Rockfish and all of that, you bet.
Yeah. It's good rockfish fishing now, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Tom. Appreciate that.
All right. How about next that we head out to Phoenix? Talk to Mike. Mike in Phoenix is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
We're good. How about yourself?
We don't have to social distance here. When it's 117, everybody stays in the house anyway.
Good idea, right? 117, man. Wow.
My question is, I'm going to upgrade my 50 to 60-pound setup with a Speedmaster. What size would I get?
50 to 80 pounds. I would say probably a Speedmaster 16 would probably be your right call. That's the right reel for 50 and 60 pound. If you're really wanting to
love
do 80 pound, that would be the Speedmaster 20. But I think a Speedmaster 16, it's a great reel. It doesn't break the bank. It's excellent free spool, good drags. It's got the same internal guts, you know, most of the same parts as a Talica in a slightly lesser expensive frame. You know, the free spool isn't quite as good as a Talica. It's not quite as smooth as a Talica, but it's very darn close. At a very easy budget. It's a great reel. But yeah, to answer your question, I would do the 16.
Great. Appreciate it. I'm going on that Liberty trick, too. I appreciate you guys putting that one on the calendar in September. I went last year. It was an awesome trick. That's a great boat.
Yeah, fantastic. The two-day Liberty, we have two of them that Let's Talk Hookup sponsors. Two-day Liberty in September and then one in October. And I know it's limited load, I believe limited to 25 people.
Oh, so
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. And thanks to Doug Kern for putting all that together for us. But I know that they're filling up, if not getting pretty darn close already. So you better jump on it.
Those are
sure.
such fun
great
trips because the crew really enjoys them, and it's fun to get some extra time with those guys and, you know, let Taro stretch his wings a little bit. Like, he's real good, man.
I
sure like those two-day trips.
Like I said, his wings are getting clipped here pretty quick.
He's getting married.
Getting married, boy.
Yeah, so congratulations, Taro and
change.
Gina.
Yeah.
That's awesome, you guys.
And what a wonderful gal she is.
Oh, she's
Gina's
a great
awesome.
Gal. Yeah,
congratulations, you guys.
Well, whatever shortcomings Tarl had, they're going to go away soon.
Hey, Mike, stay cool out there in Phoenix, and thanks a lot for the call, and enjoy your Liberty trip. I know you will, for sure. Like I said, if you want to book on that Liberty trip, fishermanslanding.com, go on the website. It's up there. Just search for the Liberty and search limited load trips, and they'll pop up. One in September, one in October. They're both sponsored by Gamakatsu. Gamakatsu is going to supply hooks, a package of hooks for everybody to use. They're great Gamakatsu hooks, and we'll have a lot of prizes to give away on there, and it's going to be fun.
That's cool.
For sure.
I know that was a big project that you guys took on when you did the Liberty, but boy, what an amazing product that turned into, with how comfortable the boat is, showers and bunks, and then the crew that was assembled with Taro at the helm. I mean, that is just, you couldn't put pen to paper and draw a better full-day operation.
You know, I agree with all that. But one of the things I wanted to mention is last trip, I got to use some new fluorocarbon that was really outstanding, and it's called Covert. And it's not on the market yet, but it's going to be interesting when it does come out. I think they're planning on it coming out next year. So I know there's good fluorocarbon on the market now with AFCO and several others.
Seaguar.
There's Seaguar, but there's going to be
another
one. More choices.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Good choices.
I was impressed with it, especially in the 35-pound and the 40-pound. It was very, very good.
All right. Very good.
No, exciting.
Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rick and Frank.
Hi, Bart.
What a fun show when you're on, Frank. I love listening.
Thank you, Bart. How are you?
I'm pretty good, you know.
Good.
Just sitting here, and everybody's talking about the Liberty. I want to just put my 2 cents in, how much I love that boat. What a great job you did with it. What a great crew they have, and it's nice to hear they're having such wonderful success.
Well, thank you, Mark. They are having great success. And, yes, Dean Adams, who helped engineer that whole boat, put it together in beautiful shape. So thank you, Bart.
And I'm getting ready to come down. I'm going to come down to that tackle sale next week myself and look around and be part of the action. So I'm looking forward to seeing all you guys.
I'll see you there, Bart. That's going to be
fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a great show. Again, that's the Captain Rallo's used tackle sale, 1 till 4 or 5.
Until it's done.
At Dana Landing, right there next to Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's going to be actually set up right in kind of in front of Fast Lane Kayaks there and then down the sidewalk there. So you can't miss it once you get there.
Yep, going to be a great
time. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, it's kind of... San Diego County is one of the more progressive counties in the state in terms of having events, and as we prepare for our events, they're going to look quite different, much larger and all outside, but these are all kind of like warm-ups to what we're going to end up doing, so...
All right. Oh, cool. I like your hint there. Yeah. Well, great, Bart. Nice to hear from you, Bart.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Bart.
We'll see you next Sunday. Thanks for the call this morning.
All right, phones are still packed up solid. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, you guys. Great show. Good to hear. Oh, you guys are in such great spirits with the great fishing we got, you know.
Thank you.
And kudos to you, Frank. You know, setting the standard for everybody as far as running boats and how clean they are. And now you were setting the standard with this COVID thing with your air purifier. And, you know, what's two things are coming out of this. We're all going to get used to limited loads because we used to search for those trips. And now my wife's sick of me being home, so she's booking me trips. And now I have to stop doing it over here.
That's a beautiful thing, right? It's like, you need to go fishing. I'm going to book a trip for you.
Cool.
I like
cool.
that.
Yeah, a day and a half, 2 days. I'm going to look into that as soon as she gets up.
Oh, yeah. No, that two-day Liberty trip in September, October, man, those are going to sell quick.
Yeah. That boat's perfect for me. I need to take a nap on the way home because I'm up here in Dana Point. So my kids are like, why are you driving so slow? I'm tired. But coming from the Liberty, it's a day and night difference taking that nap on the way back. It's just something else. And the crew and everybody, the hamburgers in the galley from Sarah, the whole thing set up. I couldn't expect any less going on your boat.
Sarah's amazing.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I appreciate that very much.
All right. How about next up, John from Upland. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good, John.
Good. Hey, I was on day and a half trip earlier this week, and we were like, I think we had the 302, but we didn't start fishing until about almost quarter to 10. I don't know what I should have asked the crew what's going on, but I don't know. Is that the norm?
Well, were you on a boat that left at 5:30 in the morning?
No, I was on a boat that left at 9 o'clock on Monday night.
And when you say you didn't start fishing, you mean you didn't stop the boat?
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Well, you know, you don't just drive out there and just shut down and start catching fish. You have to find the fish. And I can give you a perfect example on the Royal Polaris. What was it? It was just day before yesterday. Roy, I think 1 o'clock in the afternoon, had two bluefin, one yellowfin, and one yellowtail. And so they were traveling most of the time, or you can call it traveling or looking for fish. So, yes, that can be the norm. And then at 1:30 or 2 in the afternoon, he hit a school, and he didn't move until 6 o'clock at night, and he got 60-some bluefin. So, you know, this isn't the type of fishing. Now, if there is that long-range fishing where you anchor up for almost the whole day, and you might make a move now and then. But when you go fishing for tuna, bluefin tuna, yellowfin tuna, albacore, any of that, you're going to be, it's hard to say. You could drift all day catching fish, and you could end up not fishing more than 30 minutes in a day if you can't find any fish. Okay, so that's the way it works.
I mean, I can remember days of going on boats, and we didn't catch a fish until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then, boy, oh boy, did we catch fish after that. And there's also days when you go out and you don't catch anything.
And
it's fishing, right?
It's called fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. I can remember days on the Royal Polaris or the Shogun or the Royal Star or whatever, especially on the long range fish when you're trophy hunting, where you don't catch a fish for 3 days.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it happens. I mean, that kind of happens.
And then you have the times when the night driver finds a killer school 20 miles short of where
you
were finding and shuts the boat down. And before you wake up, you know, you wake up to hearing that on the deck and you come running
like,
up and the whole boat's bent. You know, I mean, it all exists, the good, bad, and the in between.
Absolutely. And if it was just drive out there and go fishing, I don't think it'd be as much fun.
So you have another question.
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah. We did finally get in the fish. I ended up with two bluefin. I actually hooked three, landed two, and that was around 4:30 in the afternoon. So I'm not complaining. I just was wondering why, we started fishing so late. But you answered my
limit.
Question.
Well, you got your limit.
Yeah.
So
good
job. Congratulations.
Nice job, John.
It's a hunt, right? I mean, that's what it is.
Right.
Thanks a lot for the call, too. That's a good point. And
thank
that's
you.
What people,
okay.
You know, the expectations for novice fishermen need to understand that you hear about all these great counts and, it's a variable. I mean, you can go out and have the day of a lifetime, and you're done by 10 o'clock in the morning, but you could go out and catch nothing, too, right?
That's right. It's possible at all times.
Yeah.
You brought up something real good a while ago, too, when you were talking about taro and the big fish fishing, in that, it's very easy to get excited and, all the social media pictures and everything about the big 100 and 150 pounders, but that is, and Pete, you just alluded to too. That's trophy hunting is something completely different than going and catching 25-pound, yellowfin.
Oh yeah,
it is not. It is a high risk, high reward kind of thing. And when they're targeting 100 pounders, it is very rare for everybody on the boat to even get a bite.
Yeah.
But when you do, it's something you remember for your whole life.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it just depends on what trip you're on.
Sure.
I think that last trip that Randy ran on the Royal Star, I'm not sure, everybody ended up with a fish over 100 pounds.
Wow.
That's unusual.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
But these are bluefin, too.
That's right.
And sometimes they bite and sometimes they don't, right?
That's right.
I mean, we have been so blessed recently with biting bluefin. But last trip I went out on my boat, I remember seeing thousands and thousands of fish that didn't want to bite. I mean, we'd hit them on the head, right? And that happens a lot this time of the year, right?
It can. Well, maybe not. It does happen. Yes, you're right. But there's plenty. Thank God, most of the time
they're biting.
We catch
them.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. And one of the difference, too, in going on one of the long-range boats is the Everingham Brothers and the bait they supply. You guys carry so much bait that you can, a lot of times, trigger a bite, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can kind of force-feed the things. Okay, you don't want to eat that little stuff anymore. You want to eat these nice, big sardines, right?
You know, another thing I wanted to mention is the last trip that I was on, boy, those greenies worked good.
Oh, yeah.
Bigger greenie that you had, the
mackerel.
I mean, a big corn-fed greenie. A 35-pounder would eat him so fast it wasn't even funny.
No kidding.
I don't think there's a mackerel alive that a yellowtail wouldn't eat. You know, I mean, they just, they it always seems to blow
at
me away.
At least the greenies.
You can't pick.
No, I'm talking about the bluefin.
Oh, the bluefin.
Bluefin,
I thought you were talking about your
mussy. No,
see, I was picturing your big yellows at Cortez.
Oh, I did that, too. That was a ball.
Okay.
But no, the mackerel on the,
oh,
on the big baits.
Okay.
In fact, when I got spooled, that was on a mackerel.
That was on a mackerel.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like
okay.
it.
Okay. Was that a sinker rig or just a straight fly line?
No, I don't fish with a sinker feet.
No? What is that? What do people have against fishing with a sinker?
I just hate fishing with a sinker.
I'm with you, man.
Hey, I just fish for a bite, man. If it takes a sinker, I'll put it on.
I'll get my bite fly line.
All right. All right.
But they also worked excellent on the kite, too.
Awesome.
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right. Double trouble or?
Yeah.
How do you like to hook a greenie if you're going to be fishing for a big bluefin on a sport boat?
You know, if they're showing a lot, which, you know, and they're not deep fish, mm-hmm. I like to hook them on the dorsal fin.
Oh, okay.
Because it keeps them up closer to the surface.
Yeah.
And they love to explode on them, right?
Just the bite's so cool.
Right?
Sure.
And if I'm fishing... if there's fish that are 120 feet, 150 feet. And, you know, that's another question. People always ask, well, 120 feet, how much is that? And you know what I say? You see the stern of the boat?
Exactly.
See the bow of the boat? That's 120 feet. Real close.
Yeah, that's how far it is.
It's not as far as you think it is.
Three kicks of the tail, and he's at 120 feet to the surface. No problem.
So, anyhow, then if I want my bait to go deep, I'll either hook it under the pectorals or in the ass.
Okay.
All right, very good. All right, thanks a lot for the call. Let's jump back on the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about next up we talk to Ed? Ed's calling from Mira Mesa this morning. Hi, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, hi, guys. Hey, I was wondering, okay, now the Fred Hall show, they're going to try to have that, I guess, in the fall. But I was wondering, what about tackle days? Are we going to be able to have tackle days this year?
We're in the same. We don't have any, you know, notice more than anybody else. We're certainly hoping so, and we've picked a date that would work for us that we've always done it in November.
The first Saturday in November,
yep.
Right?
Yep, and we've put the word out to our vendors, and we've started making our arrangements. You know, whether it will happen or not, we're just going to wait and see. We hope so. You know, we're definitely planning and moving forward like we will get to have it, because if we don't start making the preparations, there wouldn't be time to. Our goal is that things keep going in a positive direction they are, and it will probably be different, just like all of the things will be slightly different, and we'll take into account the safety of our people. But, you know, I can't give you a definite, but it is certainly our goal, and we're definitely constantly and currently working towards it.
All right. Very good. And we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup of what's going on for
great.
Sure.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about Joe calling us next up from Seal Beach? Hi, Joe. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Outstanding show today.
Thank you.
I have a question for the three of you. What is your go-to favorite two-speed reel for 100-pound test and why? I'm looking to up my game. And the second question I have, any suggestions regarding trip insurance? It seems to be becoming more of an issue recently. Thank you.
Well, I could certainly tell you that my favorite reel for 100-pound test is a Shimano Talica 25. I love it.
Cool.
The reason it is my favorite is because it is small enough and the spool weighs so little that you can still comfortably cast a sardine and fly line a sardine with it, but it has plenty of guts for a big bluefin. It's also not so big that it's uncomfortable to drop a flat fall or even fish a yo-yo jig if you had to, but my favorite would be that.
The 20 or the 25.
Totally.
Either one, yeah, for sure.
When a guy is shopping for that reel in the shop, a lot of times I'll ask him if if are you just looking to do trips that are maybe 5 days and lesser, where you want 100-pound for catching a big bluefin and maybe dropper looping for yellowtail, if that's the case, I like the 20 because exactly like you're saying, uh-huh. Pete, it's smaller and it fits in your hand. And if at some point you're going to be going on a long-range trip where you might be catching a bigger yellowfin, then I like the 25 just for capacity reasons.
Frank? I like the Talica 25, but I also like the Accurate 30, and I know it's a little bigger reel, but
yeah, it's nice reel.
I sure
the
like
the twin
that.
Drag 30. Yes,
it's a great.
That's a great 30 size
reel.
No doubt,
man.
That's a great reel.
You bet it is. And
yeah.
One of the things I also wanted to mention on that last trip, that smaller flat fall.
Okay.
120 gram, I believe
the
it is.
The smaller flat fall.
To 150 or
it's
170.
130 and 160.
Okay, the 130 and the 160 were working very well.
Okay. Glow or any color?
Glow.
The glow.
And that was daytime.
Daytime. Okay.
And the few fish we hooked at night, those were on the bigger ones.
Okay. Wow. Good tip.
Good info.
Now, as far as travel insurance, do you guys still offer travel insurance?
All you got to do is go to our website, and you know what? I got to tell you, I can't tell you, I'm not just speaking for myself, but it has been very frustrating for the long-range boats.
Yep.
We have heard every excuse in the world. And, you know, I know that 75% of them are good excuses and legitimate, but I know that 25% of them are phony.
Yeah.
And, you know, we under the present conditions, we have worked with the people in every way we can. Now, when you call up 3 days before a trip, I'm sorry. There's not much we can do for you except hopefully fill it. But that's why you need trip insurance,
yeah.
Okay? And I think it's foolish not to have it. If you're going to book a trip for next January or anytime next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
and I got to say that I feel next year is going to book up faster than ever.
Oh, for sure.
I agree.
And one of the reasons is because for people that gave us a lot of notice about canceling, what we did with them is we told them, we didn't refund them. We told them, okay, we're going to put your money on hold. However, you have to use your money by next year, by December 31 of 2021.
Which is very generous. No, that's fantastic.
And I'm not the only boat that did that.
Yeah.
Several boats did that. Okay,
now, also, too, I might add, what you're saying is absolutely valid because people want to travel. Our Alaska fishing lodges are booked.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of them are close to or almost sold out. We're doing we'll have a new one that we're going to be announcing very soon. That trip's already sold out before we even got started here. So people want to go. So if you want to book a trip, now is the time. And also, speaking of travel insurance, we'll have Bob Dawson on the show from Dawson Insurance Services here in a couple of weeks.
Good.
Bob will have a lot of information about travel insurance because they're most travel insurance policies do not cover COVID.
No. Nope.
And they do not cover pandemics. But there are some that will cover no matter what.
Yeah, he talked about those cancel for any reason.
Cancel for any reason. So, and that's what you kind of have to look at. You have to read the fine print when it comes to travel insurance, for sure.
And there is a link to Bob Dawson on our website.
Yeah, It's Dawson Insurance Services. We have a link on our Let's Talk Hookup website also. SafariGlobalTravel.com. Bob's the man when it comes to questions about travel insurance.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's the man that's going fishing on the Liberty. We're giving away a full-day trip. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the Sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, the big winner going fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing on a full-day trip. Big winner, John in Escondido. John, congratulations. You are going to love fishing with Captain Taro and Evo, all the boys.
Yeah, and thank you, Frank, for all your time this morning. I know you're a busy guy, and there's a lot going on right now. So thanks for taking the time to talk to our people here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Such a pleasure to be here with you.
Yeah. Well, if somebody wants to book a trip on the Royal Polaris of the show, and tell us again, you changed a trip, so you have some day and a half and some. Those are cool.
Let's see, August 15th is a day and a half. August, that's through the 17th. The 17th to the 19th is a day and a half. Limited to 18 people, so the price is pretty high.
It's, and it's your own stateroom, right?
Your own stateroom. Absolutely.
Wow. So sweet.
And then the 19th to the 22nd is a 2.5 day, and it's. It's available, and it's on the Fisherman's Landing website. You don't call our office. You just go through Fisherman's Landing for all three of those trips.
Okay, so you cannot book on the Royal Polaris Sportfishing.com. You can only book at Fisherman's Landing.com.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Or call the guys in the office.
Yeah, call the guys in the office. Right. Now, what about on the Shogun? I know Shogun, they have some spots available.
They have got a little bit available, but that boat is booked up so fast and so solid.
Yeah.
But there are you got to go on the website, because we've been taking as many as 12, 14 reservations a day. It
popular
changes
place.
real fast.
Yeah.
So there's, Taro and, Renee and Paul are doing such a great job.
So, and ShogunSportFishing.com, and the phone number, Frank?
619-226-8030.
All right. Thanks, Frank, for being here. And thank you for listening today. Thanks to Adam in the studio. Thanks to the other Adam for all he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Dan from Freedom Boat Club, Jeff from H&H Marine will be here. And then next Sunday, Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacifica will be with us. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.